I've got something gone wrong with my clap.
You've got the clap.
Seriously, I've got something. Listen to this.
Shit. Yeah. Clap. Yeah. That sounds like when you're in the sauna and an old man rolls over and his bollock unsticks itself in one thigh and slaps onto the other one. Like a glue.
That was terrible. I don't know what's going on with my clap. Listener, just in case you can hear some noise, Justin has a neighbour who is, I think, trying to tunnel through to yours. Is
yeah,
that right?
It's like living next to a fucking, well, it's literally a building. So like they've gutted the property next door. I can't do nothing about it. It's where I live. I'm not going to go down the spoons and record a podcast, am I? So you have to put up with it.
Well, that would have been nice.
It would be nice.
We did that once before, didn't we? We had a great time.
Three in Norwich. Four in Norwich. Four in Norwich.
What does that say?
There's four in Norwich. Is that a lot, do you think, for a small city?
Yeah, I think so, for a tiny...
You've got the Queen of Iceni up on the riverside. Then you've got the Glass House on Magdalen. Then you've got the Bell Hotel in the very centre.
Is it actually a hotel?
Yeah, I think it might be. It used to be. I don't know. And they've got a big fucking Quasimodo statue in there. Because the bell.
Oh, because the bells.
And then the little known one that people might forget about is, I think it's called the Whiffler on the Ring Road. So there's four here.
Oh, I like the sound of the Whiffler.
No, that's the worst one. That's up near
Mile
Cross.
What is a Whiffler?
I think it's some sort of train, I'm going to say.
Yeah, definitely a trade. Oh,
train.
A train.
Yeah.
Oh, I think a Whiffler would be a job.
Yeah, I think a Whiffler was someone that sort of like, you should operate the bellows in a foundry. A Whiffler.
I guessed that. Because that sounds bang on.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do with words. I guess everything.
Oh, he's a Whiffler. I think it's something to do with wood.
Could be. But that one's up near the ghetto. That's up near Mile Cross. It's scummy there.
He whiffles. He's been out there whiffling all day.
Yeah.
I want to know what it is. I am going to look it up because I do actually want to know what it is.
I think it's Whiffler. I think it's W-H-I-F-F-L-E-R. I think it's some sort of boat on the Broads, actually. That's what I'm going to guess.
Whiffler.
I bet it's a boat.
The first thing it's brought up is the pub in Norwich.
Is it really? Nice. Oh, it must be an unusual one then.
Right, a Whiffler, a person who whiffles.
Is it?
Well, that doesn't help. How does that help? Or is it someone with a speech impediment saying someone who whistles?
A rifle. I shot it with my whiffle.
That's mad, right. Old English, don't. Oh, someone who carries weapons to clear the way.
Oh, fuck knows.
So if you were a person who vacates or shifts position frequently in an argument, so that's someone who whiffles if you're moving about. That's you. You're a whiffler.
No, I'd say you're the whiffler of the two.
Yeah, you do it from above and I do it from below.
No. I know that. That's a great word because I know that phenomenon where people, and I have this with people when I'm having a discussion and I always call them out on it. I go, now you are just trying to win the argument at all costs. You're you are abandoning your positions because you just want to win. And and what's the point? Because you're now no longer talking about what you were. You're now no longer trying to impose what you would. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
why do people do that?
People need to win an argument. I've got a friend who will do that. Like, he will bend his...
Yeah.
Argument completely.
Yeah.
To the point of you're sitting there.
It's a game.
Like, yeah.
It's like, well, I thought we were communicating.
I think is what it is.
I thought we were communicating about a concept, and now you are just playing a linguistic game. But what is the point? And I just can't be doing with people like that because they're not genuine people, are they?
I think I will do it. I'll only do it if I'm convinced or if I don't have a strong opinion on something.
No, but Ash, that's different. If you're convinced of something, you're convinced of it. But someone will be... It'll be like more about like an... Not like a factual thing then. Not like what's the capital of Moldova.
But then lots of people go into arguments they don't know anything about.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is more about like, oh, like we're having a disagreement about behaviour. Like, you know when you're sort of arguing? Like, why did you say that? That was out of order and... I'm talking about relationship arguments, not like little disagreements down the pub. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know.
And then they'll start going, oh, well, hang on a minute. You're just saying shit. Can you hear them banging next door? It's starting to annoy me. Yeah.
People call them contrarian sometimes, but it isn't being contrarian. It's just being a prick, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So people mislabel as contrarian. We now know that they're whiffling.
Yeah, no, I think I argue from beneath. So I will say something, I believe, I think, and then you will, let's say, convince me with your argument. And so I'll come round to you quite easily. I'll go, yeah, yeah, well, I didn't really have strong feelings on that anyway, so I agree. But what you do is you start with an argument, you explain it out, and about two-thirds of the way through what you're saying, you go, oh, fuck, I've just accidentally explained this to myself differently,
yeah.
What I believe. Mm. And you will whiffle.
Yeah, I'm a one-man whiffler.
But
like,
I don't
need another person to whiffle against.
You won't sort of deny it. Like, you won't deny your change of mind. That's a positive. That's a positive character trait from you.
And like, bear in mind that,
no,
believe it or not...
I don't think that anymore. I've changed my mind.
Yeah, no, I do. I will start explaining something and then like debunk it to myself as I'm talking, and then I'll acknowledge it and go, I am actually in a pursuit of some sort of truth, which I guess is what I'm saying whifflers don't do. They're not interested in the truth.
No, they're not interested. They're interested.
They're just taking the piss, isn't it?
It's nice that they're in the house with you, though, isn't it?
They can probably hear everything I'm saying. What was there something in it?
If you could hear it that clear.
Yeah.
He must be able to hear every word you're saying.
Oh, you know the old iPhone alarm that do 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 do. That you can hear the next door neighbours that go off in the morning. That's how thin the walls are. And I go,
can't live like that.
I know, I
don't
like it.
It's an old house as well.
What, this one I'm in?
Yeah.
It's Victorian.
Yeah, so why has it got such thin walls? I used to love having a thick old wall.
Well, that's why I'm one of the reasons I'm lining the walls with wood.
Yeah, that's actually a very good idea. I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh, yeah, no, sound insulation is a big part of it. And I bet my recording will sound less echoey because it's like a good...
Yeah, yeah, the echo's not a problem, mate.
Yeah. No, I know, I'm just saying in future episodes.
Ask me if he wants a cup of tea.
Yeah, I might do. He just said, yes, please, he could hear you through my headphones.
You'd be able to pass it through to him, probably.
Yeah, I think they are knocking a hatch through his hand.
Is that wall permeable?
Come around here with your big words. I know what permeable is. Crumpet, it's permeable, isn't it?
At least it's not. At least it's not an old creaky car. So they won't. They definitely won't complain. I wonder how many complaints we'll get about there being a hammer going on.
Oh, I know. It's right in my fucking.
Not one. It'll be the answer. Not one.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
They've invaded my space with their noises. So
it's weird. Because they're probably like, why is he always at home, that bloke?
I know, but people do think that, don't they?
Yeah.
Think you don't work. You don't, I don't, but, you know, fuck off, it's none of their business.
Exactly.
Mm.
How does he afford it?
Yeah. How does he afford to live in a house with walls made out of rice paper?
Is that still a thing? Where would you get rice paper from now?
The rice shop. Not you is don't get. I know you can't get it in Staples.
Like sugar paper, the way.
Sugar paper, yeah.
What's rice paper?
Rice paper is paper made out of rice. I think that's what they used to use in Japanese houses to partition walls, isn't it?
Is it strong?
I don't know. Rice is a weird thing.
The only thing I really know about that kind of paper is that in a film, someone gets thrown through it.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And why are the tables ain't got legs on them? I mean, what sort of... not far be it from me to denigrate another culture... But they've sort of invented the table and then just not put it on legs, so they've got to sit on the floor. I mean, what's the point? Just sit on the...
I think you might whiffle yourself here.
Because?
I think you are absolutely 100% the kind of person that would say, I don't need a stupid chair to sit at a table. Like, I think you... If I come round yours, if you were single and I came round yours and you were just sat in the lounge on the floor...
See, now this is the thing.
I would not be surprised.
I have never.
I don't need a fucking sofa.
No, well, this is the thing.
I'm on nature's sofa.
Well, I'm going to educate you about the way of me. I have never, ever been able to sit on the floor and be comfortable. I never, not even as a kid.
No.
I cannot get comfortable. I don't know how you're meant to sit.
Have you ever seen people who sit, but they're like, so they sit on their knees. People who sit on their knees where they go right down and sit on their heels.
Mm.
B, people who sit on their knees but then slide off their legs so their knees are alongside them.
Mm. Side saddle.
But
like how a woman would sit on the floor.
Yeah, how can they do that?
That's the only way. Do you know what I mean? The only way I could possibly sit on the floor is that effeminate way where you're sort of sat on your right ass cheek, both your legs are out to the left of you, and you're like on your right hand. That's
what I'm... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't sit, but I can't sit like it's too feminine. But that's the only way.
Do you ever sit like that on an elbow? So you lean on your elbow, yeah. And then when you try to move, it's the worst excruciating pain of all time.
I hate sitting on the floor. I hate sitting. I just can't do it. And I
like sitting on the floor, actually. But no, I sit back against, because a physio told me this once.
Oh, against the wall?
Back of the sofa, your legs stretched out.
Yeah, but then again, you're using the wall and floor to form a chair.
Yeah, that's true.
So really, if you think about it, a chair is just a little bit of wall and floor on legs.
It is. There you go. You've just talked yourself into not needing them.
But your knees go... But when you eat... But hang on a minute. But when you eat, you want your legs under the table. Otherwise, you've got to be knee width away from the table.
But they don't use the table for keeping their food on, do they? They hold the food in the hand.
And yeah, I don't like the whole system. Them stupid little bowls.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
Have a think about it. I think you do like it.
They don't have like a big plate of grub like us, do they?
No, they're full on broth.
No, they're not full, but they have like little bite-sized pork. They, like, for one thing, right, they don't have a knife and fork. They have chopsticks. Yeah. So like everything's got to be cut up before they cook it.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's why everything's cut up. You think Chinese will cut up small, innit?
Don't know.
Like, yeah, things? Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, if they have a pepper, like, we might put...
squid.
We might put, like, a roast... Like, you're a vegan. You might have a stuffed pepper. You might get some rice.
They couldn't eat a stuffed pepper. No way could they eat a stuffed pepper.
Yeah, they've got to cut the pepper up into strips and stir-fry it so they can eat it with chopsticks.
Yeah.
They can't have a whole thing on their plate. They don't have a steak, do they? They cut it up into little strips and cook it. Like, their chicken is not like a chicken breast. It's strips of chicken breast. So they've gone... Yeah. So, in a way, they're very clever persons. Two persons, tandoori mixed grill. Because they've gone... I don't want to do all the work. I'm at the chef do the work. He can cut the... I didn't want to cut it up. Like you cut, but then it's a bit like baby food. There's one stage between proper food. And then you go... So you go from steak... if we had chicken and noodles, you'd have a chicken breast on the plate and a pile of noodles next to it. And you got a knife and fork and you cut it and mix it up as you go. But they have that all done for them in the wok. Then the next stage is purified baby food. So it's a step in...
They eat the noodle and then drink the broth, don't they? Do you think that they are notoriously thinner than the Western people? Because their food... Like, we don't chew enough, do we, apparently? Like, a big part of our food, our size, that is because we don't digest our food properly. We don't chew properly.
Does that make sense, Ash? I'd have thought, wouldn't you, if you just swallowed it, pass through without getting as much nutrients out, so you'd be less thin.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, actually, now I've said that. But I have heard we don't chew enough, but I don't know what that...
I know that children can have underdeveloped jaws if that you don't, because we don't give them chewy foods. Like,
that can't be, can it?
Yeah, yeah, you know, you get the little chinless wonder.
That was your yeah, yeah, that isn't the truth, by the way. If I've, like, yeah, I don't yeah. know,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not very good
yeah.
at that, but that was your yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 no. As my understanding, that if you don't give them...
You say that as well, okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah, so, you know, if you just give them mushy food and they don't chew soon enough, their jaws are underdeveloped.
Is that how you get chinless kids?
Yeah.
Tell me about, and I'm not talking about the sort of mentally ill kid, but tell me about the weird kid at school that you had. Like, because everyone had the weird one. And I'm not, like I say, specifically not talking about the mentally ill ones.
Okay. We had one, he was very lanky and ginger hair, and he had a temper on him, and we used to call it going epi.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't epileptic. But it was like, we used to say, let's see if we can get beep to have an epi fit. And we would wind him up. And he had special dispensation from the teachers that if he started having a fit, like the rules didn't apply, he was allowed to go out in the field. So I'd be in maths and I'd look out the window and he'd just be walking around the playground. Because he'd had
That's when they don't care about the kid, isn't it? It's like, I don't want him in the class, get him out of the class.
Yeah, but it was like he had like claustrophobic issues or something.
Yeah.
And he was allowed to have cans of drink in the class.
They let this kid do whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah, he was such a nightmare. So he used to drink Coke, which is full of sugar and caffeine. I don't think that's helping.
Really great idea.
Yeah, so he'd be
really
sitting there, and he was allowed to sit near the door. He all sat near the door with his can of Coke, and he'd start going red, and then he'd throw a chair. I mean, why didn't they exclude this kid? He was actually dangerous. And I think he was like 7 years older than everyone.
Handed.
Honestly.
He's a teacher.
He had like hairy fucking balls of that.
Yeah, he had a lot of testosterone is what he had.
No, he'd been held back.
He'd probably had like early onset puberty and didn't know what to do with it because he was seven.
And he only had half a thumb.
Oh my Christ. Mm. Why?
It just never grew. One of them was normal and one of them was like
a little nail on it.
Yeah, but the it was like a toe. He had a little toe instead of a thumb.
What?
Yeah, it was like a little
probably
toe.
Angry because he couldn't play FIFA.
Yeah, this is before the PlayStation. See, this is back in the day of the Atari, one button and a joystick. He was fine playing. Right. He was fine playing Cuba. Then once Tekken hit the scene, he was fucking. Oh, he was getting smashed
exactly.
up.
Imagine him trying to do a Hadouken.
Yeah, and that was Street Fighter. Yeah. So I've been watching, oh my God, my girlfriend came in the other day and she went, what the fuck? I've started watching Commodore 64 playthroughs.
This is what we should be doing. I totally think this is what we should be doing.
But no commentary. I just watched someone. I just watched someone complete. I watched Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, of course.
And it was like it had spunks in it and stuff. You had to collect spunks to make Frankie a real person. And then I watched Jet Set Willy.
There's nothing wrong with this. She couldn't believe that you were doing this.
Well, when she walked in, I was watching Jet Set Willy, which is probably the worst one to walk in on, because that was mental. And I watched it, and I remember going...
Is that when we go down the toilet? You start by going down the toilet.
No, yeah, that's how it ends. It's you have to go around and collect...
To get down the
toilet. Yeah, he goes and throws up, because you're collecting like wine bottles and stuff. I think it was like... Because that's the sequel to Manic Miner, wasn't it?
I mean, I don't know.
I think it was.
Games.
I think so. And so I was watching that, and it was just mental. It was such a mental game, Jet Set Willy.
Made by, like, someone in their bedroom.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and I was watching that. And then I remember there was this little-known game I used to play called Saboteur, and it was like you was like a ninja, and you had to get on this like oil rig and plant a bomb and get off.
Played it.
I remember it being amazing, graphics and that. It was fucking shit.
I remember my dad explaining to me what a saboteur was.
Yeah,
was it an oil rig and you had to...
Plant a bomb and then get off.
Surreptitiously break.
There was dogs in it, weren't there? And I remember that I watched it and it was the first game I saw. Like the dog would go left and then when it turned round to go right, you saw it face on. So they'd put that extra...
Yeah, the frame.
That was the first time I remember a game. Instead of it just went left and right like a fucking shit sprite would. Like, just, it would be facing left. Like, when you was in, like, you know, when you turn left and right like Mario, he just flicks one to the other.
Yeah.
The dog, like, it looked like animated. I remember it was like playing a cartoon. I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is way worse than I remember. I remember them all being better, like the graphics. Like, I remember, like, details that weren't in there. Because your mind fills in the gaps, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah, because you're imagining.
Yeah, so I've been watching Commodore 64 games.
I think that's great use of your time.
Just laying on the couch, just watching someone play fucking Mission Impossible. I think it was called Impossible Mission, actually. And I watched, what was the one I watched? Oh, Rock and Wrestle. That was one of my favourite games.
What was that one?
It was just a wrestling game. And it had like this weird rock, like doo-wop rock soundtrack. And it was like, I remember it was like one of them games that didn't get much fanfare, but I played it loads.
A few games like that but I don't remember where any of my games come from. Almost every game I ever owned, I think, was a copy. Mm. But I bought all the Sensible Sockers, I bought Cannon Fodder. I know they're on the Amiga, but I had a Commodore 64, but I never remember buying many games.
There was this game I had on the Commodore 64, I've never heard it, it was called Colony. And you was like this little thing on wheels, like a little face on wheels. And you was in a city. And it was under attack from giant insects. And you had to sort of like, you could put landmines and build fences. And that was great. But I don't know if it was like shit, but good sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was one of them games I ended up playing it loads. It was just like, You actually sort of look at your cassettes. You'd have to commit because it was like a 15-minute load time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you had to know what you wanted to play. It wasn't like instant. It was like, if I load this and I get bored after 5 minutes, I've got to wait for something else to load.
I had a few games. But I had one game that was, I think Ashton's just discovered what it was. I can't remember what it was called. It's like Purple Turtles or something it was called. And the whole concept of the game was there was like 5 or 6 turtles and you had to get from one side to the other of this river.
Yeah.
And it just got progressively harder.
That sounds like the top third of the Frogger screen.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah. But that was the game. And like you say, you'd be there 15 minutes waiting for it to load. You'd play it for like 5 minutes and you'd just be like, oh, I'm stuck with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember...
A football manager game where it was like basically... Yeah. I mean, there was no interface really. It was just... Surely it was just random, wasn't it?
I don't know. Another one I watched was Last Ninja. That was a good game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Last Ninja was System 3, and it was kind of not 3D, but you ran around. It was like diagonal, top down, not top down, like it sort of angled, a bit like Paperboy. You know the sort of perspective on Paperboy. It was like top down diagonal,
and you always had to. Wanted to be good at Paperboy. Always wanted to.
Paperboy was hard. Sure. Those early Atari games had a different palette or something, didn't they? They were different. Those early Atari games are fucking. That is my jam. Like that Paperboy. Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? The mine car and that.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was as well. I would love to. And the sounds.
They had to work this music on, I mean, the unfathomably basic.
Dung, 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 dung. That's Paperboy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I love it.
We need to book a day. Where
get down the Neon Nights, whatever it's called.
Oh, it's closing on Sunday for good.
You said that about a year ago, though.
Yeah, yeah. It opened up now. They are closing again.
Oh, there's one in Norwich.
Yeah, there is one in Norwich.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. You're going to come to Norwich. I'm going to eat that hot pizza where you get your picture on the wall. Have I told you about this?
That?
No. Yeah, at Voodoo Daddy's. I was in there the other day. And they've got a menu. They do these sloppy pizzas. And their pizzas look great. Anyone in the Norwich area. I don't eat pizza because I don't eat bread. But I'm going to eat it. They've got this one called like the Death Star or something.
Yeah.
And it's like stupidly hot. And if you finish it, you get your picture on the wall. And I've never done a food challenge. And I've always wanted to do a food challenge. And spicy food, I think I'd be better at than large quantities of food. Because I can't. So we'll go play some video games and then we'll go do that. And I'll show you that keyboard in the ground, which is like a famous thing here.
I'm looking forward to this. What a day we're going to have.
There's a concrete computer keyboard on Elm Hill. And I saw a YouTube video about it. Everyone was like, didn't know where it came from. And they tracked down this art student who is there's an art school here in the 80s. And she'd had a mold for like a work, like, you know, an old word processor keyboard. What used to,
yeah.
And she said someone had just cemented this bit of, and she just did it. And they tracked her down.
How long's it been there?
Since the 80s.
Wow.
And I found it. I just saw it by just happened across it. And I was like, look, this is I thought it was a Commodore 64. It looked like, you know, because it had those sort of separate, the number keys on the right or whatever. Yeah. It was a bit like that. Obviously, it's a bit warm where it's been, you know, traffic and stuff. And I just happened to see it. And then how did I see it on YouTube? I think someone in Discord, I mentioned it, someone in Discord found the, yeah, someone found it on YouTube and posted the link in the Discord. A listener did, I think. And I watched it and it was like, oh, so everyone's been, you know.
Everyone knows about it. Come in.
I think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's just hitting the wall with a hammer to be annoying. He's not actually doing any work.
I've seen the keyboard now.
Have you?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'll show you that.
I'd like to go and see it in live.
Yeah. That Elm Hill, they filmed, they did a Christmas film up there, like quite a big famous one. I can't think what it was called, but it's like a really pretty little old street and they filmed like some Victorian, what fucking film was that? I think it had Forrest Whitaker in it or something.
The Last King of Scotland.
Yeah. Is that who Forrest Whitaker is?
I think so, isn't he? Guy with a lazy eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, lazy eyes are all the rage in our conversations then at the moment.
Yeah, they are actually.
It's weird, isn't it?
Second lazy eye we've spoken about.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. We're going to make some content then. We'll make you eating a hot pizza.
Mm.
I wonder if they do a vegan version.
Yeah, they definitely will.
Although the only thing is we'd have to film it. It'd be difficult to film.
There's no way you'd eat it. You're a fucking... You don't,
no way. I don't like
you don't even like salt. You're such a fucking bland head. You are, aren't you?
I shouldn't be this fat. There's no need to be this fat if you have a terrible relationship with food.
Well, I think I just think vegan food is going to be difficult not to just eat all calves.
Hang on, I've just thought something. Are you sure that's not someone who's trapped trying to get help?
Yeah, if it is, I'm not helping because it's making too much noise. So I was in the pub yesterday and I was fucking around with my hair because it's really long. And I was taking my hat off and I was putting the peak on with the hair sticking out. Then I twizzled my fringe into a big spike and put my hat on backwards and pulled it through the hole in the front. And then I was like pulling it down. So it's like I had like big curtains, you know, sent apart in. And I looked round and this whole table of people were all just like laughing and looking.
Like, I mean, what's going on with you in the pub? Like, you should be charging for this.
And they went, I think I might grow my hair. That looks fun.
Oh, my God.
Right, let's go. Drink up and go somewhere else. And then we went somewhere else and there was two dog couples that didn't know each other. So a couple on this table with a dog and a couple on that table with a dog in the beer garden. And one of the dogs, the couple's dog, didn't come out from under the table. And the other one was old, right? It had like white eyebrows. It was black lab and it had like, it was grey and old. It looked like it was going to die soon. And I think it knew it was going to die soon because it was like going around. It had to get stroked by everyone. It was like, I've only got a few months.
Get your strokes in now
while I've got to get my strokes in now while I can. And it was going over to, and it would like come up and put its feet up on you to stroke it. Like, it was like trying to grab your hand.
Oh.
So I'm stroking it. And then the couple whose dog it was would like, and then this other couple, whose dog stayed under the table, was commenting on what was going on like I wasn't there. Oh,
well,
she's
to you, she, or...
no to the other couple going. Oh, she's checking him out. He must be all right. Yeah, but not talking to me. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I think they were excluding us because we didn't have a dog.
Yeah.
And then I thought,
you weren't a dog couple, were you?
Well, I might get a dog. I'm thinking about
it. Saying this?
Then I thought, I know this sounds awful, but I do want a dog that would like rip their dog's throat out.
I don't think you can have a small dog.
No.
Unless I can see you with like a beagle.
Well, the Plummer Terrier is beagle, Jack Russell and Staffy cross.
I don't think you can have a hard-haired dog.
No, I think... The thing is...
A bloodhound. You could have a bloodhound, like a bloodhound type.
Nah. Don't like them
what's
sloppy
the one,
dogs.
You know, what's that one that's in a cartoon strip?
Droopy. Oh, Fred Bassett.
No, Fred Bassett.
He was
yeah,
a beagle,
what
I think.
What kind of dog's that?
I think it's a beagle. Well, beagles are fox hunting dogs.
They smoke, don't they? Isn't it weird that they're...
The, yeah, I know.
Famously, they smoke.
Well, they've got human lungs. That's why they're tested on. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like rabbits have human eyes.
Yeah, rabbits... I mean, to be fair, they were beautifully conditioned, those rabbits. I mean, they were blind, but their fucking hair was no dandruff.
So
So...
How many times do you need to do it? That's the weird thing.
What's wrong?
Right,
I mean, like, it's better than testing on humans.
Does the shampoo hurt their eyes? Yes. Right, well,
this is the thing I don't get. Right, so this testing on animals, they were doing it. They probably still do it, I don't know. You don't hear of it now. Isn't everything made up of, like, the same ingredients that has already been tested?
It does seem now you're just being cruel, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like they know glycerin is safe. So they make a shampoo and they put glycerin in it, and then they go, oh, aloe vera is safe. I'm going to mix aloe vera and glycerin, and this chemical compound that smells like lemon is safe. I'm going to put that... Oh, shit, we better squirt this in an animal's... All the components
this
have been tested.
Fucking weird.
Mm.
And also, I found out fairly recently, I was listening to an American podcast, Stuff You Should Know, and they were talking about the majority of clinical trials, of drug trials on animals, don't ever make it to any kind of official level.
Yeah.
Because it just isn't the same. So they'll do it, go, they didn't die. But that can't be submitted as part of the safety of the drug. So it is basically pointless.
Mm. I think it's just money, isn't it? It's a money spinner.
I spoke to a woman once, and she's like, oh, my son, he's just qualified as whatever it was he qualified as. And I said, oh, well, that's good. And then she said, yeah, he wants to work at this place in Cambridge.
Yeah, no, that is that one in Cambridge that's always being sort of like saboteurs
going.
Is
that the animal place? And she went, yeah, he wants to do that because to help people. I was like, really?
I just had an image of someone who's got a rescue dog from Boots, and it's a beagle with a nicotine patch on it.
Yeah.
He's got to keep constantly shave a little patch and put
weaning
a
him off.
Yeah, weaning
Isn't
him off.
Isn't that weird, though, that I know it must be the case, but she specifically said he wants to work there doing that.
Mm. Well, good on him.
I think that's the kind of person you need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's someone on the that's someone that's climbing the ladder to serial killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe that stops them being a serial killer. Also, people who want to work in a funeral home. Like, they exist, don't they?
I don't know. I mean, I just think... Does anyone want to work in an abattoir, for example? I don't know. I guess you... But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, I think people... you're desperate and then you just get used to it more.
I think there's some... I think you have to be pre-built to it for it not to affect you. I don't think you can work your way through, like, bolting animals in the head and just go, well, the first 3 months were really difficult, but now I'm sort of okay with it. I don't think that's possible.
I mean, so, yeah, imagine the interviewing process. You've got to try and not seem too keen to get the job.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Yes, please.
God, yeah. Wouldn't that be weird? I've actually got my own bolt.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, hopefully just still down there on that floor, just fucking murdering.
I've got a weird request. I know the procedure you've just explained is you hit them in the head with a mechanical bolt. Would it be okay if now and then I just got on its back and strangled it to death? Could I just strangle the odd one, please?
Ultimately, it's the same, isn't it? It's the same long-term
effect. I've got an antique Nazi dagger. Could I slit its throat with that, please? It's like...
That's perfect, though. That is what.
But this person's like so suited to the job they can't have it. Like the more suited you are to the job like that, the less you should be allowed to do it.
That, absolutely, yeah. Would you have a problem with killing? Absolutely not. Like, it's also how quickly you answer the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to handle killing time? Yes, I could. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, I've got podcast news.
Can I? This isn't make or break from my point of view, but can I fuck the corpse? Can I fuck the corpse?
Yeah. Can I name them? I'd like to name them before I kill them.
And, am I okay to name them before they die?
Yeah.
This one's called Mum.
What do you do with the teeth? Sorry? Just wondering, what do you do with the teeth? Oh, they just go in the skip out the back. Oh, okay. Is that is there any sort of like rules against taking those home?
Can I sleep here? And this, just checking. Yeah, this is a live-in role, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like I said, you've got to play it like I think like to get a job in an abattoir, you've got to sort of come across that you don't really want to do it.
Yeah, it's me. Like I'm doing. Like, or you're doing them a kindness.
Yeah. How are you with death? They must be like, how are you with death? Love it.
Well, I've always thought. I mean, this is one of my morbid thoughts that goes through my head. This one's like one of the outlying thoughts. But you know, when someone's undercover in a terrible gang, and like they have to do drug deals or something, I always thought, what would happen if they were like, right, well, you've got to kill someone, because obviously they couldn't kill someone. But do they have to turn a blind eye to that kind of thing happening? What, like, where do they have to draw the line in, I'm infiltrating this gang, I need to get to the top, bad things are happening. Where do they draw the line on what they're prepared
probably
to sit in?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
It depends. If it's like low level, do you mean like an undercover...
Big time crime thing.
Well, this, I think this has been done
in the mafia and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. There's one here. They've got these in Norwich. I can't remember what it's called now. It's been in the paper quite a bit.
The Norwich Yakuza.
No, it's called like Operation Something. It was about like gangs of, you know, coming up here and selling drugs because it's easier.
Oh, yeah.
I think when you're in London, it's like the turf wars are like, now they're moving up and just starting in new markets. Not new market. With loads of coke. That's the other thing that annoys me a bit. Like, everyone knows that it's something like racist. Everyone's doing coke. But they just... because they're white, they don't bother. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
It's mental, isn't it?
It's such a weird thing, drugs, because, yeah, I had friends that would do coke regularly, and that was never a problem. But, never deemed a problem by anyone in the group. But yet, you'd go, oh, don't go there, fucking druggy place.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing it.
But I suppose the thing there is...
snobbery around.
Well, the thing is, if you can afford your drugs, if you can afford them, you're not like a little robbing thief.
Well, this is it, because if you think about creatives and you think about musicians, they're kind of lauded for their drug taking or whatever. But then you go, oh, that guy's an absolute... I want to use the word dropout. He's a dropout. All he does is smoke weed, do coke. But on the other hand, how cool is... I can't think of anyone that does...
Keith Richards?
How cool is he?
Yeah. He did everything.
Well, I listened to something about him where they went to France and they got some heroin and they knew it was too pure to take, so they cut it with rat poison, because for some reason, rat poison injected isn't... It sounds horrific, but it isn't actually... Like, that won't just kill you.
Does it? Because it bypasses your liver, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But so they cut it with rat poison.
That sounds good.
So they could water down the heroin. Like, but how the fuck? How did they even begin to know that?
Mm. Oh, that's like that ayahuasca's mental. That ayahuasca in the Amazon, like you say, how did they begin to know that? Think of how many different bushes and trees and plants there are. And there's two. One of them puts the DMT, and one of them inhibits the enzyme. One of them blocks an enzyme in your body. Because I think, so there's like these two things, and how the fuck did they work that out? So one puts the chemical compound in your bloodstream, and the other one stops your bloodstream from cancelling it out.
Yeah.
And they mix that together to make ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird.
It's also weird how celebrities like that can do terrible crimes. Like, throughout their... Like, some of them get plucked off and, like, oh, they're wrong. And
well,
some
Jimmy Page
like,
is a paedophile.
Is he?
I think he had, like, a 13-year-old girlfriend when he was, like...
Elvis Presley.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Didn't he marry, like, his 11-year-old cousin or something?
Yeah.
He didn't have been fitted in fine around these parts. There's nothing wrong with that.
James Brown, just, like, trying to kill people. Some famous people did kill people.
It's Phil Spector.
What was... there was another podcast I listened to. What the fuck was that called? That's the one where I listened to about Gigi Allen.
Oh, yeah, and he used to shit on stage and rub feces into his wounds. He used to cut himself, then diarrhea into his own hand and rub it into the wound.
Friend of mine...
He's a little bit full of beans, that boy, wasn't he? Nothing but trouble.
A bit too much.
A little bit full on.
Someone we both know, I won't name until after the podcast, I was at work the other day and someone came in and shit in the toilet, carried the log out and then luzzed it at the owner of the place. So they rugby tackled him to the floor and he managed to slip out of his coat and turn around and punched the person we know in the face.
Okay. Let's rewind to the beginning of this story. Before we go on, what does luzzed mean?
Like through.
Luzzed. In what language is that? Where'd you get that word from?
I luzzed it. You've never heard of luzzed?
No, I haven't.
Like, luzzed it means you threw it hard. Like, you...
Lobbed. I said lobbed.
Lobbed is an underarm thing, though, isn't
it? Yeah, but you lob a brick, or you... I'd have flung it. Flung it is...
Yeah, they flung hard.
I've never heard the word luzzed before.
How am I spelling luzzed?
I have no idea, Ash. I've never heard it before. L-U-Z-Z-E-D, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. Do a lot of looking up today. L-U-Z-Z-E-D, stone. Luzzed. No.
No, it's not a word. I don't think it's a word.
No, I can't see it anywhere, mate.
Yeah. Okay, so, right, that's not the big issue I've got with the story, to be fair. I knew what you meant because of the context, but I've never heard the word
luzzed. Hold on, luzzed.
S? L-U-S? What is it?
Throw something. Never heard of having anything to do with being drunk. Oh, this is from Urban Dictionary.
That doesn't mean anything. That's not Wikipedia.
Luzz that remote control over here.
I like pass.
Here's all the possible meanings of translation of the word luzzed. To sling.
I said sling.
Did you?
I think I said sling is a word for throwing hard. Didn't I?
You said lobbed.
Yeah, and then I said slung it.
I won't doubt you. I don't doubt you.
Then I think I said slung it.
They say it in Australia. They say it in Norway. They say it in France.
No, I've never heard it, Ash. It's a new one on me. And yeah, as you know, I am quite the word guy.
Yeah, lost it.
Yeah, okay.
I just lost it in there, so if you enjoyed it.
Okay, nice. So, somebody
thanks, mate.
Did a shit and then handled said shit and luzzed, slung, threw at the person that owned the place.
Yeah.
Because?
It's a cafe.
Someone went into a cafe and had a dispute? Or they just mental?
It's not Barlow and Fields. I should put one.
No,
no dispute. This is a one-off. But then, so... when
hang on, whoa. So, who was the person that did the shit?
We don't know who the person was. They got away, but the police, they're known to the police.
So they're just nutty?
Well, they're young and seemed straight of mind. Obviously.
Well, I would say that that's out of the question that they're straight of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of what they've done.
Two girls... and when he punched the person we know in the face twice on their escape, and one of the girls was like, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't even done anything. And they were like, well, he has thrown a shit. He has thrown one of his shit.
But this, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if I'm, I just, none of the, I can't process any of this.
Well, I asked whether it was like a TikTok thing or trying to be trying to do something.
Oh, yeah, right. Like a prank. Like it might have not been a real shit.
No, it was definitely a real
shit. I know, but, you know, okay.
But, yeah. And it turns out the police said he's been shitting on the floor of other places nearby.
We had a shitter when I grew up in Brandon. He used to do it in people's gardens. My dad caught him shitting in our garden.
Wow.
Yeah. Fat bloke, fat kid. He was a
shame what happened to him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Well, no, he just, you know, there may or may not.
I think if my dad had caught someone shitting in our garden, we'd have had a lump in the garden.
Yeah, mound. So, but everyone, have you seen that film where they're having a dinner party and they kill a bloke? And then they bury him in the garden. And then I think they start inviting. This bloke comes around, he's like a racist or something. So they kill him. And then they bury him in the garden. And then they start inviting people round that have got sort of like character flaws, like, and killing them. And then the mound's getting bigger. Have I dreamt that? Is Cameron Diaz in it?
That's quite good.
Is Cameron Diaz in it or some, or Gwyneth Paltrow or someone like that?
No.
A blonde person. Let me know. I think we're getting towards a bit of a movie. Little cult movie theme here.
What's the one, the Ewan McGregor, Christopher Eccleston?
Single room, spare room. Something like that, wasn't it?
Because they kill Keith. Oh, Keith Allen dies.
Yeah.
But he's left £1 million in a suitcase.
Is it called... Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then... But then Christopher Eccleston, they cut him up.
Because isn't it the beginning they're interviewing people to rent their room?
Yeah.
Is it called Spare Room or something like that, isn't it?
He dies that night.
Yeah, yeah.
But they then go in there, they find £1 million, and then they dispose of the body, and then it's them spending the money,
yeah.
But then Christopher Eccleston is having a real difficult time processing it. Is that a...
Yeah. I remember I was looking... when I was... Oh, my God. I was hunting for a flat in London when I lived there, and you do that thing where back then you'd go and the loot. I think it was loot. It was like a yellow loot. Newspaper.
But that's not still going, is it?
Loot. No, I wouldn't have thought so. And it said, and I looked at this flat in where the fuck was? Yeah, loot. And then so anyway, I went round there and was talking to these, and they this girl, she had a clipboard and was making notes. Like it was a job interview. She was asking me questions, and she goes, "What's your number?" And I said, "Oh, I've got my phone out." And I said, "I'll write." And I said, "I'll write it down." And she gave me the clipboard to write my number down. And I saw she'd written, "He seems weird." God.
Why did she give you the clipboard?
I sort of took it. I said, I'll write. And she sort of couldn't not. I said, I'll just write it down. I'll write it down quick. I gave her the number. And she goes, she turned it round and goes, "Is that it? Like, just show me the number." And I could see. And she'd written, "He seems weird." And had got ringed it four
like,
times.
To show the person next to her or something.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, imagine. Where'd she get that from?
Bet they were weird.
Yeah, they were severe Christians. Yeah. Mm. And I think she said, "Do you believe?" Because they were, I don't know where they were from, but they were from somewhere else.
And you said no, and the sheep.
I said no. No, they actually made this face like. I think they asked what religion I was, and I said, "I'm an atheist." And they just like screwed up. They were like Ethiopian or something like that. They screwed up their face like they couldn't believe it.
But, you've really crossed. Did you ever cancel your rent on that flat you were in briefly, by the way? Are you still paying it? Do you remember recently where you were living in a flat, a bedroom?
Yeah.
And you just stayed there. Yeah. You like stayed there three times, but you were there about 4 months.
Yeah.
Because
you
preferred to sleep.
She was Nigerian.
Yeah,
she was funny.
Say that her husband had AIDS and he had to go away.
Yeah,
he had to go away to treat for AIDS.
He did.
But he'd never cheat on her. But he is living with another woman.
Yeah, he'd never cheated on me in 30 years, and I didn't used to see him for 6 months at a time.
AIDS.
He died of AIDS. And I went, "Oh," she goes, "Don't worry, I haven't got it." And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to fuck you. You're."
And then her son came in and just walked straight into your bedroom.
Yeah, and said, "Can I have £20? My mum was supposed to have given me £20. And I just went, I gave
Why
it to
did
him.
He, what was that? I can't remember. And then, why did you need...
He. She said, "My son's a musician. He supported Stormzy."
Yeah.
That's what she said. And he fucking came in and honestly, I could tell he's in the house because he stank so bad. She goes, "He's got..." And then I gave him the £20. And I said, "I had to give your son £20. He went, "Oh my God, yes. I give him £20 a week." He's like in his 30s. He's had pocket
Why
money.
Why did you have to give
just
to him?
Fucking... She forgot. And she goes, "Thank you." I said, "Just take it off the rent. Like, I'll just pay you £20 less." And she went, "Yeah, but don't give him any more money. He's got mental health issues."
I was
like,
no shit.
He's got no
smoking
shit.
Weed.
He's got actual health issues, this stinking rat.
But yeah, as far as like you would be in your car, like literally, I'm just going to sleep in the car rather than go there.
Mm.
I had the same thing when I was homeless. I just drove to the back of somewhere in Chelmsford and just was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to stay here." I was staying with a friend.
Yeah, I was homeless in lockdown, mate. The actual real lockdown, not the fucking one like now. Or you know, not like you had to wear a mask. Like everything
really
was
good
shut.
Timing for everything to go bad for you.
Hmm. Still here though, still ticking. Well, I called the guy a rat. I think the listener wants to hear your rat story. I know they do because they've gone ape shit in Discord.
Oh, really? I've not even looked in there.
Oh, yeah. They're furious. You definitely haven't told it as well. Yeah. Oh, before you do, I've got news. You know about my improvised storytelling podcast?
See, this is a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
I remember you started the story earlier. I interrupted you and I thought, right, just remember what he's talking about because this is important, we're going to go back to it.
Yeah.
And then for the last 5 minutes, right, I've been thinking, oh fuck, what was it I need to go back to? Okay.
That was that. Right, there's a change of plan.
Yeah.
I am going to do it, but I'm not going to do it live for the sole reason that Anchor You can only do half hour. It will cut off dead on half hour.
Don't do it live. I don't want it live.
If I'm improvising, I've got to keep an eye on the clock, finish on a cliffy.
Yes.
At exactly 30 minutes, and I can't hawk it and give all... It's not going to work live.
I totally don't think it should be live.
Okay, but I am going to put it out. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to put it out tomorrow.
You're going to put it on our feet.
No, okay. I've set up my own one. It's Pankanori. Just Pankano.
And that's only on Anchor. However, Jackanori is spelled. You haven't set it up for iTunes. Okay, you need to do that. We'll talk about that.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I do need help with that. I've set up that, and I've set up a Ko-fi.
Lovely.
And if you like it, the story, you've got to just donate $3 each episode. I'm not doing Patreon because I don't know how often it's going to be. But I do need you to give me some money.
Lovely. What a great idea. You're actually producing something.
I'm doing an audio. It's going to be an audio book, so it might be longer than half hour. But I'm just gonna. I've written bullet points of the first chapter, and I'm literally gonna improvise it. And I'm not going to edit it.
Well, you can edit it.
I'm
if
just.
You
is,
need
I'm
to con- stop, or that's why it's good to not be live.
No. That's the whole point. I'm not going to edit it at all.
About your content. I'm talking about. Not doing it live means you can cut out the bit where you have to go to the toilet because you're desperate. Are you going to shit yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'll go to the toilet before I start. I'm going to aim for 45 minutes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I do. Yes, sometimes I've got intestinal tract issues. So, anyway, the Pankanori is coming, and it's coming, if you're listening to this today, that doesn't make sense. It's going to come out. What's the fucking date?
We will post. We can literally...
All right, Pankanori.
Anchor, it will be on everything.
It will be on everything.
Anchor puts it out
and
on Spotify,
I'm going to do it.
And Anchor does some automatically, but you need to on. You need for it to go on iTunes. You need to do something on iTunes, but that's fine.
So Ash, I'm going to do like a late night one of those things with a crowbar and a subject. So Ash, how are you getting on? I hear you had a little been doing a bit of gardening recently. Oh, they're angry that you didn't tell it.
It's Monday.
I don't think you should fuck with them. It's a great story.
But
it's very
good
funny.
As your story about the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Because do you remember we dragged that out for about 4 months?
I don't think we ever did tell anyone. That's it. But I think people think that we pretend we've got, but we have actually got. This is the thing about us. We're so contrarian. If we have something interesting and good to say, we don't say it, and we just put this shit in instead.
Fucking idiots. Couple of fucking idiots.
Couple of fucking idiots, innit? But okay, so we'll leave that. So the rat story will come out on Thursday, and then Pankanori will be out by then. You've got to listen to it, and I want honest feedback.
It's going to be brilliant. I'm looking forward to
it. It might be. And the good thing is, right, so I'll tell you exactly what I've got so far. I've got the first chapter, right, the story arc. I know where the story starts and I know where I want it to end. So I know the ending.
He's got a fat piggy face.
Yeah. Fat little piggy face. And a big head and a little face. So it's like, it's like someone's drawn a proportioned face on a half inflated balloon and then inflated it more. So the face is then not right. But so I know where it starts. I know where I want it to end, and I've bullet pointed the first chapter, and that is it. So I will bullet point the second chapter in the coming week, and I honestly don't know what's going to happen in between. It could be exciting.
Very exciting.
But I'm gonna. It's not gonna be funny. That's one thing I will say. If you're into, it's not gonna be funny.
Let it be what it is.
No, but it's, so far it's quite dark.
But don't worry about it.
Yeah, darkness. I don't worry about nothing, mate.
Tell the story. Enjoy it. Be with it. Pankanori. Not just
Nori. Pankanori. No, yes. Pankanori.
I was with my daughter yesterday, when we had a lot of waiting to do for something, and I was just flicking through my phone as to trying to entertain her. You know what I mean? It was just like, because she was going mad.
Mm.
And then a picture of you came up.
Is that a sausage, Daddy?
And I said, that's Justin. And she went, Justin? I went, you know Justin. She went, from the podcast. I said, yeah, Justin from the podcast. And I realised I'd called you Justin.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You can't put pants on a kid, can you?
It's Justin.
No, that's too much.
There you go.
Oh, that's quite sweet, isn't it?
Peanuts. But yeah, she's.
Little Jussie Peanuts. He ain't never harmed nobody, is he?
She's got Pranks and Firth up in her room. She found the stickers and stuck it on her wall. Okay. Let's. We'll talk about Pankanori.
Pankanori!
In a second. Listener, thank you for being there. This podcast has been brought to you, sponsored by Pranks and Firth on Patreon and Pankanori on Ko-fi.
And Pranks and Firth on Ko-fi.
Oh, yeah, and Pranks and Firth on Ko-fi. And Ashfrith on Patreon. Go over. Oh, tonight, if you listen to this tonight, I'm doing I'd Watch That over on Twitch. It'll be a podcast as well.
Who have you got as a guest?
Dan from Anatomical Bomb back on because his one was so dreadfully bad, interrupted with sound quality last time. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to have you back on, but I can't literally go. My sixth one can't be. I'm already just repeating.
No. I wasn't trying to get back on. I don't know. I haven't listened to any others.
And then the next one I've got, I've actually got a girl one on. I've got Catherine Mather on in 2 weeks.
A girl one? Give me two words.
Window soul. Oh, window soul.
Oh, this is about Hugh Grant. There's a window cleaner and he looks through and there's the posh girl who's, you know, never been fucked, and then he fucks
up. I wish I knew more female comics, but unfortunately, I don't.
You're a sexist.
Maybe.
Misogynist.
Sexist, misogynist. Thank you, listener. If you like this, come and listen on Thursdays. It's $1 a month. If you don't, I mean, what are you doing? What a waste of your time, essentially.
It's not much money, is it? I'm not asking a lot, are we? Didn't you say that you checked on another platform and we had, like, thousands more listeners than we thought? That happened. Have we spoke about that?
No.
Because I read that message and I was like, oh, I need to talk to him about that. And then I forgot.
Yeah.
So many people listen to this.
Yeah.
Why aren't they paying us any money?
I don't think they like it.
Well, why are they listening then?
I don't know. I think maybe they're trying to trick us.
trying to catch us bots. Out. Russian bots are listening, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Oh, it might be bots. I've not even looked into that. It could be bots.
I don't know. I just said that.
Well, thank you, comrades, if you're out there.
Comrades.
Vote Trump, the true president, and up the Tories.
Don't vote. You're black and red ants, and they're shaking the jar.
Asleep on the paper instruction.
Asleep? Do you want me to say that again?
I'd like it if you did.
I did a shit! And wiping my asshole with the paper instruction.
Cheers, bye.
Bye. See you later, I get up.